is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is the National Secular Movement Update for November 20th, 2014. My name is Lauren Anderson Youngblood. I am the Director of Communications for the Secular Coalition for America. We'd like to note that this will be our last call of the year. We will resume regular calls again in January after the holidays and when Congress resumes. Moving on to our executive summary, there are only 10 congressional work days until government funding runs out. We are going to talk a little bit about that down below. Regarding military, on Wednesday, the Military Personnel Subcommittee of the House Armed Services Committee held a hearing titled Religious Accommodations in the Armed Services. The Secular Coalition for America, as well as member organization, Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, submitted written testimony and were in attendance at the hearing. And regarding states, a pro-Confederate Mississippi group wants Christianity to be state's religion. The 12-part ballot initiative that they're trying to put up for 2016, if passed, would amend the state's constitution to acknowledge Confederate Heritage Month. It would also acknowledge Christianity as the official religion of the state. I'm going to go over some of those things that we just discussed in our first section here, Inside the Beltway. So there are only 10 congressional work days left until government funding runs out, and no spending deal is in sight. The House is considering H.R. 4012, placing additional public reporting requirements on the EPA before final rules are issued. In a 59-41 vote on Tuesday, the Senate rejected Senate Bill 2280, a bill to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. President Barack Obama is hosting educators at the White House to discuss educational technology. The president is then expected to sign Senate Bill 1086 into law and create new health, safety, and educational standards for the Child Care and Development Block Grant Program. As for our legislative update, religious accommodations in the armed services, on Wednesday, the Military Personnel Subcommittee of the House Armed Services Committee held a hearing titled Religious Accommodations in the Armed Services. Those invited to testify heavily favored the story of a military that discriminates against Christians, including representatives from the Liberty Institute, Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty, and the Center for Religious Liberty Family Research Council. Mikey Weinstein, president of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, was invited to testify. Also speaking were Rabbi Bruce Kahn, former Navy chaplain and former executive director of the Equal Rights Center, the Secular Coalition for America, as well as member organization, Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, submitted written testimony, and we were in attendance at the hearing. Our testimony asked that service members be protected from religious coercion and proselytizing, and diversity and training of the chaplain corps be appropriately expanded to support non-theist service members. Moving on to secular and related news, our own Herb Silverman wrote a piece for Faith Street titled Seven Tips for Atheists on Thanksgiving. From the Gainesville Sun, woman wears colander for driver's license photo. From Care 2, is Disney making a gay pride, a gay prince story? No, but it should. From Mike, an atheist obituary reveals everything wrong with how America talks about atheism. From Greenville Online, school prayer debate resumes in federal court. From Religion News Services, court rejects atheist demand to end tax break for clergy housing. From the Trentonian, New Jersey Assembly approves assisted suicide bill. From the Courier, godless billboards hail launch of new groups. From the Washington Post, holiday names are stricken from next year's Montgomery Schools calendar. That's a district in Maryland. From the Times Recorder, Planned Parenthood sues over abortion clinic restriction. And from the Advocate, Texas Senator proposes another license to discriminate bill. We're now going to move on to our state chapters, and I'm going to turn it over to Diana Castillo.
All right. Thank you, Lauren. A quick reminder that registration for the Texas Secular Convention is still open. There's going to be a lot of great stuff happening in Austin, Texas next February, so be sure to register now before everything fills up. Do you want to see how the recent election will affect state politics? Congressional Quarterly has released an infographic breaking down the results both for elections for the state legislatures as well as the governor's races. It also shows how each state house changes if different parties took power. In terms of new and updated legislation, HB 5944 would prohibit the Counseling Licensing Board from approving a program unless the program has an exemption in place prohibiting a student from being excluded, expelled, or otherwise penalized because they refuse to provide counseling that goes counter to their religious beliefs, as well as HB 5958, which would limit government action that substantially burdens a person's exercise of religion. Both of these are for what's left of the 2013-2014 session, so they probably won't move forward. Then in pre-files in Tennessee, we have HB 2, which is the first of the anti-abortion legislation that we're seeing in the wake of the Amendment 1 passage 2 weeks ago. This would require an ultrasound be performed prior to an abortion. Expect to see more anti-choice legislation constricting a woman's reproductive rights down the line in that state. For more information about legislative tracking and chapter formation, go to your state chapter pages or the Facebook pages for your state chapter. If you've seen any bills, heard anything that might be filed for next session, let us know. You can email me, diane@secular.org. We are also going to be resuming state calls in January, so we'll have more information about that then. Thank you so much, Lauren. Back to you.
Great. Thank you, Diana. We're now going to move on to our judicial update, and I'm going to turn it over to Monica Miller of the American Humanist Association, who will be giving the update for Dave Niosi this week. Monica, you can press star 6 to unmute your line.
Hi, this is Monica. Yeah, I'm filling in for Dave today. Just two cases to quickly update you on. Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a lawsuit last week against Chino Valley School District, challenging their practice of opening school board meetings with prayer. It's my understanding from reading the complaint that students are often invited to these board meetings where prayers are delivered, which sort of takes it out of the Marsh Town of Greece line of cases and puts it more in line with the school prayer cases. And they're also bringing an equal protection claim as part of their complaint against the school district. The other case to update you on is one of our cases, American Humanist Association versus a school district in New Jersey. And we are challenging the school's practice of saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And yesterday, Dave Niosi attended a hearing on the school's motion to dismiss, as well as several of the interveners who filed motions to dismiss. And from what I've heard, the hearing went very well. The court asked some pretty pointed questions to both sides, and it indicated that, you know, he's going to give us at least a fair chance at this equal protection argument. So those are the two updates that I have.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Monica. We will now move on to our student movement update, which will be presented by Kelly Freeman from the Secular Student Alliance.
Hi, this is Liz Liddell. I'm filling in for Kelly Freeman today as she's on the road to attend Skepticon in Missouri. As we're getting near to the holidays, a whole lot of our secular student affiliate groups are participating in service projects as their final events of the year. College of Charleston is participating in Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week at their campus. The Illini Secular Student Alliance is raising money for Coats for Kids, and several other projects are in the works. We also have a resource on winter celebrations and expect a lot of fun seasonal activities for our affiliate groups to end their semesters. Since those groups are winding down for the semesters, the Secular Student Alliance is gearing up for Darwin Day, which is one of the first events in the spring. This is generally a big event, and we have over 200 affiliate groups that are currently planning to participate in that event, whether it be through a party within their community, a speaker event, a panel, or a whole lot of other ideas. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll share some of those stories with you when we start to hear them. Obviously, if you have more information, questions, or comments, send us an email at SSA@secularstudents.org. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Liz. We are now going to move on to our secular events and calendar. These will be all of the events, everything on the calendar from now through the end of the year, since this is our last call, and also our community updates. I'm going to turn it over to Sarah Levin, our outreach coordinator.
Thanks, Lauren. Coming up on the 21st is Voltaire's birthday. On November 24th is the publication anniversary of Darwin's On the Origin of the Species. November 25th is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. November 27th is Thanksgiving. We mixed this up a little bit. This should have been earlier. The 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance. That's today. November 30th is Mark Twain's birthday. December 1st is World AIDS Day. Also on December 1st is the LGBT Leaders 2014 International Leadership Conference. On December 4th through the 6th is the National Science Teachers Association Long Beach Conference. December 6th is the Michigan Atheists 28th Annual State Convention. December 10th is Human Rights Day. December 16th to the 24th is Hanukkah. December 23rd is Human Light and also Festivus. December 25th is Christmas Day. December 26th through January 1st is Kwanzaa. January 1st, of course, is New Year's Day. And then our first call, our national update call of 2015 will be January 8th. For some more local secular community updates, the Remove Your Mask video contest, the deadline has been extended. Halloween may be over, but many secular people are still wearing a mask. As we announced on October 28th, Openly Secular launched a Remove Your Mask video contest, encouraging closeted secularists to come out and be open about who they are. And by popular demand, we've now extended the deadline to December 1st. You can find out more about submission guidelines and the prizes at openlysecular.org/removeyourmask. Secular Woman is hiring a bookkeeper/web assistant. They are a national nonprofit membership organization dedicated to amplifying the voice, presence, and influence of non-religious women. And they are seeking this position, someone to maintain their financial record keeping and help with various aspects of their web presence. It's a remote contract position that requires about 10 to 12 hours per month and has monthly compensation of $100. You can visit their website if you are interested. Also, the Foundation Beyond Belief Humanist Service Corps is now accepting applications for their 2015 summer project. Beginning in the summer of 2015, the Humanist Service Corps will support Songtaba and other Ghanaian human rights organizations that are working to restore dignity to women who have been accused of witchcraft and banished to witch camps in northern Ghana. The volunteers will work alongside locals to design and implement projects with the short-term goal of improving the standard of living in the witch camps and the long-term goal of eliminating the underlying dynamics that are leading to the exile of these women from their communities. Like I said, applications will be accepted through December 15th, and you can find out more at the link in your agenda. And finally, I'd like to remind everybody that Black Nonbelievers now has an affiliate in D.C. It will be led by local activist Stephen Funches, and they will have their first meeting on December 7th. Please show your support by liking their Facebook page, and if you're local, please check your calendar and see if you can make their first meeting. And that's all for our secular community updates today. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Sarah. So we would like to let everyone know that following all of that in your agenda are all of the staff contacts. If there's anything that you'd like to reach out to the staff about, all of our contact information is there. I'd also like to take this opportunity to open up the line for any comments or questions. If you have a comment or question, please press *6.
Hi, my name is Eilish, and I just moved to the state of Vermont from Maryland. And I wanted to know if what the chapter in Vermont is doing right now, because I saw on the website that there is no Facebook page, and that their last call seems to be in September, and I was just wondering if that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Diana, can you answer that for a caller? Diana? I think we lost Diana. Let's see.
Sorry, Diana. My phone was muted for some reason. Okay. Hi, Alex. I have your email. We currently don't have any chapter leadership in place, but I'd love to talk with you off the call and work with you on getting in touch with different groups in Vermont and seeing if we can start getting more folks interested and active in the state.
Okay, absolutely. I have two roommates that would probably be interested, one of which is coming out to her family over Thanksgiving. I said, tread lightly. Yeah. So, yes, definitely.
All right, yeah, I will get in touch with you later today.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Okay, well, we hope that everyone has a wonderful holiday season, however you choose to celebrate or not celebrate, and we look forward to joining you guys again in January. We will be sure to send out the agenda prior to the call well in advance so that everyone is reminded of exactly when the call is. Have a great rest of the week and a great rest of the year. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.